ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Not often do you hear the sound of a disposable plastic bag blowing in the wind anymore, which is a good thing.
It used to be
so common.
Such a familiar sound.
So common.
You never hear that anymore.
Ever since the plastic bag ban in supermarkets, they're becoming rarer and rarer. However, you could be the proud owner of a plastic bag as a school kid from Queensland, Casey Appiata. He joins us right now. He is selling a plastic bag. How are you, Casey?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. You're a very, very...
entrepreneurial kid.
Young man, absolutely. How old are you, Casey?
I'm 17.
Okay. And back in 2018, so about 3 years ago when the bag ban came into place, you framed a plastic bag. Why
that
did you do that?
It was just for laughs, and, like, I've held on to it all this time, so I was like, why don't I sell it now?
Now that they're becoming super rare, why not? And you just stuck it up onto the Facebook marketplace, hoping that someone would buy a framed plastic bag. How much are you hoping to get for it?
Well, I put it on there as a joke for $100, but now that it's getting all this attention, my suit is actually going to cost about $300.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The highest offer,
It's a bidding war.
The highest offer.
We should put it out there. You're not just some crazy 17-year-old trying to sell a plastic bag. And probably the only reason this story is getting traction and we're having you on is it's actually for a beautiful reason. Like, you want to make some money for something that you need. What are you actually chasing money for?
My formal suit for my end of school formal in November.
So you want a nice suit for your end of year formal?
Yeah.
Suits aren't cheap.
And that's beautiful,
That is
man.
So gorgeous. You want to look good for your formal. I get it. So, obviously, there is a lot of attention. It's a bidding war. How much are we up to at the moment?
Right now, I got a few buyers for
$100.
Okay.
Are we going to get to the 300 you mentioned?
I hope so.
All right.
I was going to offer $100, but if you've already got some offers in
there. No, you weren't. You bloody liar. She's all talk, Casey.
I can now, yeah.
All right. So, look, we might take a photo of this, actually, and get the details and stuff and put it out on our socials.
See if we can get the bidding war up.
So, yeah, we're Cliffo and Gabby on our socials if people want to see this. But like Gabby said, you are an entrepreneurial young man. I would not be surprised if we see you working for, I don't know, Lord Alan Sugar or Mark Burris one day.
Or on Shark Tank. We might see you on Shark Tank.
Yeah, see you on Shark Tank. I'm thinking the Apprentice, that kind of thing. But Casey, good luck with it. We hope you get an awesome suit for your formal. Stay in contact with us and let us know how much you get for your plastic bag, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thank you very much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.